Recorded Books Inspirational presents an unabridged recording of The Hidden Flame by Davis Bunn and Janet Oak, narrated by Susan Lyons. This book is copyrighted 2010 by Davis Bunn and Janet Oak. This recording is copyrighted 2010 by Recorded Books, producer and publisher of Recorded Books Inspirational, an imprint dedicated to stories of faith and the human spirit. And now, The Hidden Flame.
Chapter 1. Jerusalem, AD 33. Abigail quietly withdrew from the celebration and limped into the shadow's coolness. Her leg throbbing, she eased herself down onto a stone bench by the courtyard's outer wall. Around her hummed the gaiety of wedding revelers. Never had she witnessed such joyous festivities. She felt as though the tension, the anguish, the uncertainties of the past weeks had been transformed. The group was not merely celebrating the wedding of Alban and Leah. There was a far greater reason beyond the joyful union of these two new followers of the way. They all rejoiced in the truth they had believed, but that now had been confirmed. Their leader, the Rabbi Jesus, had indeed risen from the dead, and there were eyewitnesses to the fact. Abigail watched 12-year-old Jacob as he danced back and forth among the merrymakers with a fervor bordering on hysteria. Abigail was still marveling that her brother was alive, whole and well. The time since the massacre of her family had seemed an eternity, a lifetime of feeling lost and alone. And just hours ago, she had caught a glimpse of the boy across the courtyard, and it was as if he too had been resurrected, a miracle that seemed like a dream. The very thought brought tears to her eyes once again. Jacob must have felt her looking at him, for he turned as though seeking her. When their glances connected, he ran over to her, concern in his dark eyes. "Why aren't you dancing too, Abigail? Are you not well?" "I'm fine, Jacob." And she was. Her injured leg hurt rather a lot, but just then she could feel nothing save the joy in her heart. Her beloved friend Leah danced with her new husband Alban in the circle of believers, and her brother stood before her. Her brother! "I'm only a bit weary," she assured him. "Shall I bring you something?" He glanced at the wedding banquet table spread with flowers and greenery, all ready for the feast to come. Suddenly she needed to touch him, just to assure herself he was not merely an apparition. She reached up to his shoulder with a tremulous smile. "Perhaps some water. Thank you." When Jacob dashed away, her attention returned to the jubilant crowd filling the little plaza. Could it be only 6 weeks past that our Lord died? The group of followers, already under suspicion, had locked themselves away, whispering solemn and frightened words to one another, checking anxiously about whenever they needed to enter the Jerusalem streets. And then Jesus had appeared to them, afterward rising up into the heavens, only to have the Lord's own spirit descend among them in a most stunning fashion, in wind and fire. And now here they were, faces flushed, eyes bright, voices blending into song. The music of tambourines and flutes swirled upward once more, setting feet to dancing, a wedding festival for sure, but also a celebration of their Lord's resurrection and his parting gift to them of his unseen but unmistakable presence. "And the return of Jacob," Abigail whispered to herself with a little smile as she fanned her face with a palm leaf. How good it was to have so many reasons to celebrate. If only my leg didn't hurt so. She reached discreetly beneath her robe to rub it. She would have loved to be among those dancing. She would whirl on and on around the courtyard. "Here you go, sister."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?